Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Belle.
Yay. We are going to have a do not fear scripture today from Matthew 17:7. 17:7 says, but Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said, don't be afraid.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
That's a good scripture, baby.
Short and to the point.
Our teaching today is seven keys to 2020 spiritual vision.
Hallelujah.
Number one, evil thoughts change the view of what you're seeing. Evil thoughts change the view of what you're seeing. Genesis 3:5, New Living Translation. God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you'll be like God, knowing both good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil had not changed. It still was the same exact, except one thing. Eve's perception of the tree changed by the words that came out of the devil's mouth. Have you ever wondered why Eve didn't think it was strange that a snake was talking? No, no, not suggest anything, just asking a question. Back to the teaching. Sin entered the Garden of Eden when Eve and Adam began to see the tree of knowledge of good and evil differently than they'd ever seen it before. The thoughts suggested by the enemy changed their view of that particular tree. Now the garden couple was looking at the tree they'd seen for years with a covetous eye. Moral of the story, never allow others to change the reality of what the word or the presence of God reveals to you.
Think of that. Number two, when we're blinded by our circumstances, we can't see our answer is right in front of us. In Genesis 21:19, jumping ahead, in the New Living Translation, it says, then God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well full of water. She quickly filled her water container and gave the boy a drink. God told Abraham that he and Sarah were going to have a child. After a few years, Sarah decided to help God out. She gave Abraham Hagar, who had, well, then had Ishmael. Later, Sarah had Isaac, just as God had promised in the beginning. Then the trouble started. Sarah went to Abraham and told him to get rid of Hagar and her son because they were laughing at her. Abraham listened, but he didn't really want to. In Genesis 21:12, we read, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad and the bondwoman and all that Sarah said unto thee. Hearken to her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In verse 14, we see Abraham rose up and gave some bread and water and sent them out. After the bread and water were gone, they were out in the wilderness. Hagar set the boy down and cried out to the Lord, saying, Lord, I can't watch this boy die. That's when the angel came to her and said, out of verse 17, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he was. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. In Genesis 21:19, Classic Amplified Bible, says, then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the empty bottle with water and caused the youth to drink. The water had been there all the time, but she was so blinded by her circumstances that she couldn't see it until God opened her eyes. There's an opportunity in front of you right now, but you may not see it because you may be hypnotized by your circumstances or blinded by the thoughts that the enemy keeps putting in your mind.
Number three, never let what you see limit or eliminate your deliverance. 2 Kings 7:2, New Living Translation. The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, that couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. But Elisha replied, you will see it happen with your own eyes, which you won't be able to eat any of. In various translations, the officer is referred to as a lord, captain, chief officer. One translation refers to the officer assisting the king as a wise man. Truthfully, he must have been an unwise man to ever question God and his ability to open the windows of heaven and bring deliverance to the land. The officer's problem is not that he had lived well. It's not that he lived in lack so long that he couldn't imagine being delivered from the famine or the attack of the enemy. He limited God, and as a result, it cost him his life. 2 Kings 7:17, Classic Amplified Bible. The starving people trampled him in the gate as they struggled to get through for food, and he died, as the man of God had foretold when the king came down to him. Regardless of how desperate your circumstances may be, never question nor doubt God's ability to bring instant deliverance to your situation.
Can anybody say hallelujah to that?
Hallelujah.
Number four, when you see with your spiritual eyes, listen carefully, you'll realize you're never alone. One morning, the prophet Elisha's servant Gehazi got up early to go pick him up some Krispy Kremes. Sounds good this morning.
Yeah.
And a copy of USA Today for his master and his mentor. Okay, we might be stretching that a little bit. But what Gehazi saw with his natural eyes made him really afraid. And I mean really afraid. 2 Kings 6:15 says, "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host encompassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Fortunately for Gehazi, Elisha saw things as they were and not as they appeared to be in the natural. 2 Kings 6:16-17 says this, "And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them."
Hallelujah.
"And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." No matter the adversity you're facing, real or imagined, you're never alone. And more importantly, you never will be as long as you put God first in your life.
Absolutely. Number five, you may be looking at your answer, but don't recognize it. I can't speak for you, but there have been times in my life, our lives really, but too many to count, where I expected God to answer my prayers in one way, but it came from a totally different, almost always unexpected direction. Luke 24:16, Message Bible. "That same day, two of them were walking in the village to Emmaus, about 7 miles out of Jerusalem. They were deep in conversation, going over the things that had happened. In the middle of the walk and questions, Jesus came up and walked along with them, but they were not able to recognize who he was." I can tell you the two men weren't discussing 3 years of miracles or the teachings of Jesus. They were focused on their view, what happened with the betrayal, arrest, crucifixion, and resurrection. How can I be sure? Luke 24:18. "Then one of them, Cleophas, replied, You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about the things that happened there in the last few days." These two men were walking and talking about what happened instead of focusing on what was going to happen.
And boy, was it. Number six, what you see will determine your destiny.
Wow.
In Numbers 13, 12 men personally chosen by Moses went out to spy out the promised land. 10 of the men came back with a negative report, with stories about fortified cities and giants among the people. The 10 spies even said, this is in Numbers 13:33, "And then we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." The last half of this verse tells us the whole story. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. The 10 spies, by their own admission, saw themselves as grasshoppers compared to giants, who came to view the children of Israel the same way that they saw themselves. However, things were different with Caleb and Joshua, who saw beyond the giants to the promise of land God had said he was going to give them. Numbers 13:30 says, Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to conquer it." 12 people saw the very same thing, but 2 of them saw it differently, and as a result were unable to enter the promised land. Is what you are determining whether or not you will enter into God's promises by what you see? Is it by what you see?
That's right. You can't.
Or is it by what you know in your heart?
What the word says. Number 7, God will allow you to see your deliverance. Exodus 14:13, Classic Amplified. Moses told the people, "Fear not, stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, to see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again."
Hallelujah.
Listen, no matter what we're facing, we can't be afraid. Our great God, Jehovah, wants us to stand firm in our possession, confession of faith, because he will bring deliverance to us. You ready for this?
As much as
today.
Today.
Amen.
You never know. Expectation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right.
Join us each morning at 8:30 Eastern, and until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.